I don't know what it is. So I don't know. I guess we'll just start the show like this. I can't have these ear things in though, because this is rough. Someone want to check the radio feed and make sure the radio feed sounds okay. But we're here, pal. We're live. So yeah, no, it's 1,003. That's all it takes is 1,003. We'll just work through it on the air. It's no big deal. Something in here is off. Like, I can hear it in my headphones. I think it's on the board, but I don't know what. On everything. Like, I have no idea if the air is fine. We're on the air. That's not the problem. But, like, all of the mics sound extremely hot in my ear. These pods didn't switch to D-Lo and KC. It just feels like something's, like, hot or something's off. It sounds regular to you? Well, I guess I'm an idiot then. I guess we'll just start the show.
Is it distorted or just loud?
Yeah, it's rough. It's a little rocky.
And what, you know,
check one, check two. Yeah, no, it's good. We'll just do the show like this. It's fine. No, it's fine. I guess if we're on the air, it doesn't really matter. you see that? Like when I talk, maybe if I turn the mic, maybe if I just shut the hell up. It's good. This is episode 1,004, everybody. 1,004 right here. I don't know what it is. Everything, does that looks all normal?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just going to do the show like this. That's good. Don't worry about it. It's good. No, everybody laugh.
If you turn it around, is it still distorted, but it's less, or is it less?
Is this less distortion? Less, yes, it is just less loud distorted. Yeah.
Does everybody else, does anybody out there, do we sound distorted to... anybody out there?
Huh?
But him saying that it didn't switch.
The chatty house says it sounds good. If it's fine, if it's fine in the chatty house, radio's fine. YouTube. So I'm just the jackass then. It's fine.
It's not fine.
We just do it like this. It's all good. But that usually says D-Lo and KC, right? Am I wrong? Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we got that right. No. It's good. No. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. No, this is good. I got takes. No, that's fine. That's fine. Look how far away I am from the mic, and it still says too loud. All right, I'm not going to pay attention to it. I ain't going to pay attention to anything today. I'm going to talk. That's fine. I'm going to talk today because the morning has been garbage. My morning has sucked. Clearly, it hasn't gotten any better this afternoon, but it's good because I'm going to tell you what happened today. I'm demanding an amendment.
An amendment?
Let me tell you what happened.
The Constitution?
No. Let me tell you. Woke up. Everything was great. Worked out. Everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, the morning starts moving at a snail's pace. Trying to get Corners of the Culture done for the next couple of days. Nicki Minaj, Big Sean, all this other stuff. Did I get it to work? Whatever. It took forever to record. Had jumped in the plunge later. I was freezing. Couldn't decide what to wear because the cold was cold.
It's hot today, too.
Got in the car and was like, you know what? Two people can fix this, MJ or Big. Tomorrow's MJ's birthday. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with Big today.
Okay.
Put on Big, and I'm like, wait a minute. This is the 420 hit of the day right here. I'm getting a radio edit of this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Live from Bedford Stuyvesant, the livest one, representing BK to the fullest. Gats, I pull it. Bastards duck in with Big be bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom. And then the chorus hit. And I'm demanding that this song passes the test. You don't know what song that is?
Yeah, what's wrong with the chorus?
The chorus?
Well, I mean, it's not okay, but...
The chorus is R. Kelly. It's unbelievable. It's taken from your
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of... Okay, yeah, I'm thinking of...
It's unbelievable. No. I'm not losing this big record in addition to the other big record that I lost because he decided to use an R. Kelly sample.
Look, man, I'm going to tell you right now.
We all know you're listening to Bump and Grind.
Look,
you got your body's calling.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Two playing at the house right now.
I ain't going to lie to you, man. I ain't losing no big records.
Okay.
All right. None. You talking about you lost one before. Well, that's you.
Well, that one played on accident one day, and it was like, oh. Man, this is a good song right here. This is a good record right here.
Man, I ain't losing no big record.
That Unbelievable is fire.
one of the greatest songs of all time.
Absolute fire.
One of the greatest hip hop songs of all time. Why did I think you were talking about Kicking the Door? How does Kicking the Door start?
Kicking the door, waving the 4-4. Oh yeah, I can't remember how
I thought you were talking about
the first
the
line.
But Unbelievable is my joint.
Kicking the door is right before the record we're talking about.
Absolutely.
It's right before the record. I stumbled on it. I was listening to Kicking the Door one day, and then it just rolled into the next song. And I wasn't even paying attention. You must be used to me.
And I, be careful. But me, I'm like, I'm here now.
I'm not going to say the record didn't finish. I'm just going to say I was aware of it. And that's what happened. Just thrilled that no one can hear how terrible I sound.
That's crazy.
Right? No,
I'm going to have to,
for some reason, your mic isn't like picking you up. It sounds like you're coming in through like someone else's. Like, you sound loud. Like, the levels are fine, but like your mic is not clearly picking you up. It sounds like you're kind of far away from it. But it's not bad. We're going to fix that at the break. But
Oh, good.
Yeah, right. there was a flag-worthy moment in there, but I'll leave it alone because it was a serious time. But it was. I was like, yo, chill.
We're out here in distress, and Kenny just wants to play.
Wow. Get you a partner.
We're out here just trying to do this professional, super serious radio show.
I'm trying to get our number one rated morning afternoon show up and jumping, and I got Kenny with a yellow flag in his pocket.
Well, look, you know how I handle what they say. It's my trauma response or something like that. I don't know.
Fight or flight.
But like when things are just completely haywire and they're out of my control, I just go to sleep.
That's right, he did say that.
What am I going to do?
Kenny, wake up!
What am I going to do?
Yeah, it's fine.
We're in the middle of California in the airplane, and the engine is caught a goose.
I mean, that's a fair like response. Like, what do you do at that point?
So in this situation, you've done everything that you can do. You didn't do anything wrong with the mic.
God damn right I didn't do anything wrong. I came in here to do the show.
So what are you going to do? Let's just throw a flag.
That is funny. Dame's like, oh, no, it sounds horrible. Kenny's 15-yard penalty. It's a flag.
Did you hear it?
I didn't. No, I was kind of stressed out like Dame, too.
He was trying to help and figure out what the problem
is. Then I was really confused because you were like, how does it sound? Is the sound messed up on your end? It sounds regular.
Yeah, it is definitely not.
Face is busy. I don't know what's your issue, but we're all good over here, pal.
Well, it's the Kenny Caraway show for the rest of the day. You know what it is? Kenny and I, like, we kind of put together a different schedule. And you guys know I do not do well with change. But we're trying to, like, maximize our time. We have meetings we have to do. We have different things. We have all these different things we had to do. So we've kind of switched up things that we've done over the last year, and we can't do it every day, but we could do it most days. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'm used to leaving at a certain time. I'm used to I don't need to do that. Kenny and I took, we did what we got to do. We're mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, put your feet up, pal. Like, no, jackass, get ready for work. Do what you do, and get ready to go to the station. It's just through the whole. Y'all forcing this change upon me, and you know I don't do well with change.
You got this, dog. You got this. You got this. Believe in you.
No, I know what y'all do. Y'all got a text thread that laugh. You believe this guy? No, I know what it is.
No, not at all. That's you two with me.
You know yes, I mean? It is.
I don't have one. I don't have one.
Jesse and I only text like one-on-one when it's a show text and you're not here. That's
pretty
the
much.
Only time that happens.
I'll text Kenny if some boxing's coming up.
Right, now we're during the fights. Yeah,
if it's wrestling, we'll text in the group chat.
Yeah, wrestling.
We got jokes to get off, we'll text in the group chat.
Yeah, the jokes are 100% the group chat.
Yeah.
Oh, for man, sure.
And then we be having, you know, outside people. We got a group chat with the outside people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They pop in there every now and then.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Shout out Jason Jones. Shout out to Kamara.
I feel like talking to you guys is cool. We don't have to text all the time.
Kamara ain't text us in a while. I think he's pissed off with us.
Why would he be pissed off at us?
We don't be responding sometimes when he's...
Well, Kamara texts at 3 a.m. And it's like, nah, like, I see it, like, and I know Kamara's awake, and I know if I respond to Kamara, it becomes a text exchange, and then Kenny wakes up, and there's 47 text messages at 7 a.m.
I'm used to that though, because that's how my cousins on the East Coast in that group chat, sometimes they'd be fighting and I wake up and there's like 89 text messages and they're fighting back and forth.
I have a lot of group messages muted. Like, I'll just see it when I look at my phone, not necessarily right this second.
I'll just see Go back and read it like it's a book.
Well, yeah. All right. Well,
we good, though.
We're here, pal.
We good, baby. We good.
I think I have constructed a fantastic tie-in between the Las Vegas Aces and a conversation we had yesterday. We'll get to that. What day is today?
Wednesday.
James Hamm will be with us in the final hour of the show. Brandon Benitez, hey. CBS 13, going to make his first appearance.
Pull up, Rook.
Over here with D'Lo and KC. So that's all ahead. We're happy that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Shout out to our man, Jonathan.
Shout out.
We're going to get by. We gonna make it. We gonna make it.
We gonna make it.
This is like a D'Lo and KC year one episode.
No, it's fantastic. Yeah, 4 years in.
For those of you that are new to the Chatty House, we used to deal with this probably about 2 years going on.
Every day. Hey, what's going to go wrong today?
Well, look.
It's been a long time since we started a show going, am I on? Is this thing on?
The positive outlook on it is it didn't happen during the 1000 show.
Well, it didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Them boys out there are bad, man. They got a concert going on out there. Do you see?
Is that tomorrow?
That's today.
It's today?
It's at 4. Oh. There's a concert going on out there at 4 o'clock.
They might have worked on that stage overnight.
I don't know that Jonathan and Seth have been home in a week.
Man, them boys is grinding.
Man, them boys
doing
is out
a great
there
job
working,
too, man. And then all of a sudden, I pop out. I need your help.
Yeah, right. Jonathan, help. Help.
Help me, please. Help me, please.
Oh, all right, man. Let's do a radio show here.
Let's do it, man.
And let's start with a topic that's always worked into the show, but maybe not necessarily at this point in the show. Asia Wilson dropped 42 last night. That's elite. That's elite scoring in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That is ultra elite scoring in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. Problem is they lost.
It's crazy.
The Aces, and they lost to Dallas.
Oh my goodness!
For those who aren't hip to the W, Dallas is not a good basketball team.
Are they second worst team without looking in the standings? I think the Sparks are the worst.
Yeah, they're probably there. I mean, I think that was their eighth win, so that probably puts them above the Sparks right now.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're not good. They have some elite scorers over there, like Arike Ogunbowale. Like they have some players. They just hadn't put it all together yet. Right. And that's a game, especially at this point, the Aces can't lose that game. Mm-hmm. And Asia, unless someone can give me another name, like, Asia's probably the unanimous MVP. She's going to win her third MVP. Now, I know the way some W media members are, like, someone, and I'm not, like, throwing shade at it, someone's probably going to vote for Caitlin. Oh, what she did for the league. Or someone's going to vote for Stewie, like, best player,
Stewie's
best team.
Fine.
Like,
Sabrina's fine.
But when you talk about the very...
Nafisi,
yeah.
Fine.
When you talk about the best player in the league, it's not a question. Mm-hmm. Like, the best player who is having the best season, who is doing everything she can to lift her team, is Asia Wilson. Mm-hmm. And you watch her and you know immediately she is the best in the world. And I couldn't help, as that game came to a conclusion and I saw her, you know, leave the floor. Shoot, they won that game at the buzzer the other night, and she left the court. She hit the game-winning shot, a beautifully executed play from Becky Hammond, Chelsea Gray on the inbound to Asia Wilson to win that game at the buzzer. Mm-hmm. She left the floor pissed because they blew a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter to a Chicago Sky team. Kennedy Carter hit a hell of a shot on the possession before to tie it, but it was like, all right, we escaped with this. Get out of here. We need to figure out how to get this thing on track. You said maybe this is a galvanizing moment for the Las Vegas Aces, and it very clearly is not. Mm-hmm. I thought about our conversation yesterday about the San Francisco 49ers and talking about vibes, and we had the Manti Te'o clip where, you know, maybe a little bit flawed in his execution, his line of thinking about the San Francisco 49ers being emotionally drained, I think there's a lot of validity to that. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys said similar things in different ways. And I tried to make the argument that pushing the boulder up the hill was an analogy that you used, you know, I think after the Super Bowl, shortly after the Super Bowl. And it's like, oh, he's just going to push the boulder up the hill again, like to get back to that point to try to win a Super Bowl. And I tried to make the argument that the Kansas City Chiefs are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're feeling at the bottom of that hill. It's a little bit different than the San Francisco 49ers is. Right. But the fact is, they're at the bottom of a hill with a boulder that they're trying to push up to the top. And man, that feels like the Las Vegas Aces to me right now. Mm. You've got the best player in the world. You have one of the best collection of players in the world. You have multiple championships over the last few years. Everyone from Connecticut to New York to Minnesota is gunning for you. Seattle's looking at you sideways. Mm. There's other teams in the league. They got an eye on you. There are teams in the league right now that are watching you play going, they can be got. Mm-hmm. They can be got. And I'm gonna use a bit of an extreme word here, so forgive me. But the trauma of trying to push that boulder back up the hill and it not going the way that you feel like it should, mm-hmm, is tough. The Aces, dominant last year. The San Francisco 49ers, dominant last year. The Kansas City Chiefs, dominant last year. We know the Aces are not dominant. I feel like Kansas City is going to be closer to dominant than not. Mm-hmm. The 49ers might be in for a season similar to what we're seeing with the Las Vegas Aces right now.
They might be.
But it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Because just like the Aces, Becky, Kelsey, Asia, none of them want to be playing bad, mm-hmm, going into the playoffs. Ayuk, Trent, Brock Debo, Christian McCaffrey, Kyle Shanahan, none of them want to be playing bad going into the playoffs. Get to the playoffs and none of this matters, mm-hmm, unless you lose. Mm. Then it all matters. Get to the playoffs and get to your destination and none of it matters. Mm-hmm. And I think we could be looking at something that might resemble what the San Francisco 49ers go through this year.
What you said is spot on, and I would even say, like, it's the way you lose, right? If they lose in the WNBA Finals to New York, mm-hmm, they didn't, in my opinion, they didn't lose a step. They just didn't get it done. They didn't get it done. But if you lose in the first round, mm-hmm, now it's like, oh, man, this run is taking its toll on you, and it says a little bit more. And the same thing with the 49ers. The 49ers get to the NFC Championship game, mm-hmm, and lose. I mean, that is a NFC champion defending their title as best as they possibly could in that situation. Mm-hmm. But if they lose in a wild card game and that they had to play on the road,
yeah,
then it's like, it caught up to them. It, mm-hmm, definitely caught up to them. So I look at that's a great analogy that you're using with the Aces.
Flawed.
No, I think it's spot on. I mean, the Aces, they're back-to-back champions, but they've had four dominant seasons or, like, top-flight seasons?
Yeah, because they've lost.
Mm-hmm. They lost in the finals or in the playoffs. Who they
Was it to Seattle?
I wanted to say Seattle. I think it was Seattle the year before they broke through, because that was the big thing. They was like, if they don't break through here, when they did win a championship, it's like, we got major questions we need to ask. So
yeah.
I say all that to say, it's been about a 4-year run. They've been able to get two championships out of it. And they're looking at this situation. Asia's looking at it like, we want to play well. It's time right now to start playing our best basketball. But to your point, the playoffs for this group is what matters the most. I bet you if the 49ers go 10-7 and they get to the playoffs, they're not going to be worried about 10-7.
Facts, yeah.
They're going to be worried about, all right, this is our time now.
Yep.
This is all that matters.
Yep.
It's not the same thing, but I remember that was the talk with the 03 Kings. They weren't the number one seed. Were they the 3 seed, I think?
The Aces?
No, the Kings. 03. So
oh,
you're 02,
oh.
You lose in game 7 to the Lakers. And they started on the road against Dallas. I don't know if the Lakers...
Was that the year they lost the Pacific Division late to the Lakers?
Maybe so. That's the year
they lost it in like the last week. Yeah.
And it was one of those things where they've all said, I've heard Doug say it and other people say, we all knew what we were going to be judged on.
Mm-hmm.
We won 61 games. We were the number one seed the year before. And that didn't get us to our goal. We knew the regular season... We wanted to play well. We were going to do our best, but that's not what we were going to be judged on.
Yeah.
We were going to be judged on what we did in the playoffs, and it didn't matter where we were at this point because we were at home and we didn't get it done. We just had to go out there and do it. And they had a different level of focus and intensity towards that playoff run until Weber goes down with the knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of like what this Aces situation reminds me of, and potentially what that Niner, they're not going to be judged by their regular season record.
That's right.
They know. And I can imagine that's a tough spot to be in. Like, how do you stay locked in all the time at the regular season when you know it doesn't really matter? Like, the Niners might get to a point right now or sometime during their season where, you know, let's say they're 10-4. You're probably going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do for these final 3 or 4 games, even if you're in a division race or something like that? Because you know it doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is how you perform in the playoffs. It seems like a weird spot to be in sometimes.
Yeah, and there are other teams in the NFL that are in the same boat, so to speak. Buffalo's probably one of them.
Yep.
I don't know that Cincinnati's there yet.
I'd say Baltimore is.
It's more specifically, Lamar is.
Baltimore feels like a team with a glass ceiling. It's just we're waiting. Maybe it's this year or whatever, but they just haven't broken through yet.
And Baltimore is kind of...
This might be it for Buffalo as far as soft restart.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you're
what about Baltimore then?
No, Baltimore still got everything.
Yeah, John Harbaugh still be. I'm talking like Buffalo doesn't go right. Then McDermott's out of there. You're kind of retooling your offense.
McDermott out. Belichick in.
Buffalo. Like, now it's kind of a new era with Josh Allen.
Buffalo is kind of like what I said, potentially the Niners could be this year or even next year, where it's like you're still one of the elite because you've got a top flight quarterback and all this other stuff and front office and everything. But you might have to take a little bit of a year reset. Make the playoffs. You'll make the playoffs, but you're on the road the entire time. Maybe you lose in a year, and then you take that mini step back, and then you retool a little bit the next year. I think this might be that year for Buffalo.
Hmm.
Baltimore's still in their window, so to speak, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
Ramsey brings it up, too. Buffalo's top wide receiver this year is like Curtis Samuel. Or Keon Coleman, they drafted this year.
What happened to I'm missing. What happened to old boy?
Gabe Davis.
Yeah,
he's in Jacksonville.
Damn, who he play for? Damn, I didn't know that.
Trevor Lawrence,
Shakir, Curtis Samuel, AEW's Keon Coleman,
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Got a good knowledge also by Ramsey in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House. He said the Kings were the 4 seed that year. They beat Dallas, then lost to Minnesota in 7. No, you know what? Good knowledge. I'm not thinking of that year. I'm thinking of the year before when Weber rips up his knee. They started that series in Dallas.
The year he hurt his knee.
Yeah.
Not the, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha. I'm sorry. Hurt. I thought you were talking about the year after. That's my fault, Ramsey. That's my fault.
Yeah, the year he hurt his knee, I mean, we could easily look it up. They had to have been, I think, a 3 seed. Because I don't think Dallas wasn't. Dallas might have. Yeah, Weber got hurt game 2 on the road. So Dallas had a better record. And I think, who was it, San Antonio? I think it was San Antonio and the Lakers in the other semifinal. One of those two were probably the 1 seed. So the Kings might have been like the 3 seed that year.
Yeah, your knowledge is pretty freaking stupid. It was.
They were 3 seed?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I was referencing the San Antonio.
Yeah, Lakers. The San Antonio. Because that's when Derek Fisher cried when the Spurs.
All right.
I remember he was crying on the bench.
All right. No, why you hate?
And then
it was
Spurs and Mavericks in the conference finals. I remember that.
I'm trying to see. They don't have the played the Jazz that year. They don't have the seedings in what I'm looking at. Well, why don't you hit the button that says standings, jackass? How about that? Maybe that'll help you.
Yo, D-Lo curses himself out. It's
been a tough day for our guy.
It really has. And I don't think y'all feel my pain.
We got you, man. We here to pick you up, man.
Yeah, you want something from the snack area?
No, I'm good. Can you just tell me that everything sounds fine?
No, yeah, we sound great. We sound fine.
All right. That's all that matters then. Either way, point is like you want them to play well during the regular season, mm-hmm. whether we're talking about the Aces or whether we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers or the Bills or the Ravens.
Right.
But the fact is that's not how they're going to be judged unless they fail. And that's the tricky part of this. The 49ers struggle during the regular season, but they get to the NFC Championship and lose. Mm-hmm. That's different. And I think it's a different conversation other than Kyle Shanahan can't win the big one or whatever narrative they're going to create. Than the 49ers struggling in the regular season and losing in the wild card. That's a very doom and gloom conversation. Mm-hmm. That's a very sweeping changes type of conversation. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you'll call into question where Trent Williams is, you know, him missing camp. Because no matter what happens, Trent Williams has missed camp. I mean, camp, I think, is officially over, right? Like, yeah, we're headed into
today,
week one. Yeah,
today's
like we're,
the first practice.
You're practicing for week one. That's real football is a week away, mm-hmm. a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
And no matter what happens, that's going to be a story. Ayuk, no matter what happens, that's going to be a story. Mm-hmm. And you could draw back on it and it'd be a talking point. Or it can be forgotten by week six.
Right.
But we don't know because games haven't been played yet.
Right.
And that's why, you know, it was, you know, the Aces starting the season without Chelsea Gray. Not camp, but the season without Chelsea Gray. She steps back in the lineup and they win like 8 of 9.
Looking. Yeah, they start.
Cooking. Like, and it's like, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas and New York. This is what we want. And then it turns out that was just kind of a run. Mm-hmm. It was just a point in the season where they were playing well. You can point to the Olympics and say, man, they've really struggled since the Olympics. But, and you haven't said this out loud, but you did make a note, and I think it's perfect. The difference is being a championship team and not, but this feels a lot like last year's Sacramento Kings team.
Yeah.
The Kings, and we've tried to point this out time and time again, not to discredit them, but to kind of keep perspective on the Kings season. Mm-hmm. It sucks that Kevin Huerter got hurt. It sucks that Malik got hurt. And we can romanticize what would have happened those last 10 games if one or both of them were healthy. They were struggling all year. They could, and we use this term over and over and over and over again, they could not find their footing. And that's been the Aces.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about that, I know, you know, everybody wants a reason why. And they're like, I'm talking about the Kings. And you say the same thing about the Aces. A reason why. They're not good on defense. Or they stink at this. And you could point to certain numbers and stuff like that. They don't have focus. Or they play down to their competition. All this stuff. Sometimes, I'm a big believer. This isn't good for sports radio or analysis. Sometimes, it's just one of them things that happen, and you can't get out of it. You just can't. Like, you think the Aces don't know, like, man, we got to beat Dallas tonight. Like, we got to handle business. We, you know, we barely won that game against Chicago. Come on, let's play, you know, more focused games leading up to the playoffs. Of course they're saying that. Of course they're thinking that. Same thing with the Kings. Come on, man. We've struggled, you know, against these teams that aren't very good, man. Let's make sure we go out there and play the right way against Washington. And it's just, all of a sudden, Washington is just playing phenomenal basketball. In the cases of the Aces, Dallas is playing great basketball on that night or for whatever. And it's like, man, how they – we did the thing like with the – in the Detroit game that they lost, the Kings lost. Jaden Ivey out here shooting like Dale Ellis from beyond the arc. Shooting like Mark Price. They hitting every three, hand in the face, all this other stuff. And it's just – it's sometimes a situation where you see it in front of you, you know what the issue is, you know what you have to fix, and you just can't get out of your own way. I forgot the somebody was talking about this for, I'll never forget, for like a batting slump. They're like, sometimes like it seems like you're never gonna get out of the slump, and then the answer is just this small little thing. Like you, I forgot how they said it, but that's how it is. Like kind of with the Aces, it's like, man, we just can't get away from this whole thing, and then it's just a small little win or adjustment. They haven't found it yet. The Kings never found it. Yeah. The Kings never found how to get out of that little vortex. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if the Aces can do it. But sometimes that's just what happens sometimes in a season in team sports. It's not necessarily somebody's fault or necessarily what they're not doing.
But is that a not to – do you think that's more mental than it is actual like execution and X's and O's and what you're doing on the court?
Yeah, I think it is mental.
More to the Aces and less towards the Kings. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, again, there is a multiple championship difference mm-hmm. between the two teams.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, you talked a lot about vibes earlier this week, which is why when Kyle was with us, we tried to, you know, pin him down on, you know, weakness at the, you know, on the depth chart, which positions are bad, cuz you want to have a good feel for this roster headed into to the Monday Night Football game and headed into regular season games, because you want to know, like, or you're going to have a conversation about if the 49ers struggle, is this a mental struggle? Is it a mental hurter? Are they emotionally drained? Or is their talent depth a little bit different?
Mm-hmm.
And with the Kings, it was like, this is virtually the same team. With the Aces, this is virtually the same team. And it's hard to believe that you can't execute the same way mm-hmm. that you did the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I feel like De'Aaron talked about it all year. Like, we could be, you know, we could talk about a championship difference between the two, but De'Aaron, hell, I think Malik did too. Maybe Mike was the only one who didn't. They all kind of, the problems are fixable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say downplayed, but they all recognized, hey, we have an issue with this. We have an issue with this. We fix that, we're fine. Mm-hmm. Like, we know we're fine. The problem was they never fixed it.
Right.
Well, you know, their defense got better at the end of the year, but the true source of their problems were never fixed.
And sometimes you just can't fix it. Like, you can recognize it, and you just, there's something.
You're spiraling.
Yeah, you just can't do it. A perfect example, as crazy as I talk
like
about,
I was 20 minutes ago.
A perfect example is D-Lo. No, a perfect example is, as much as I talk crazy about these guys all the time, I thought that's what was going on with the Philadelphia Eagles last year. You remember, I'd come in here, and even though they were 6-1,
yeah,
I'm like,
they don't
look right. Something don't look right
yep.
about them. And then they lost. Then they got beat up.
Yep.
And they couldn't get right for the rest of the season.
They did.
Couldn't get right. They were
49ers broke them.
They were, but even
I
then,
think Kevin O'Connor man would say that.
Even then, they were like blowing leads, right? Like, I remember they played Seattle. They were up, had a good drive, up by 10. They blew that lead late. The Cardinals game that cost them the one seed or whatever the case may be. They were up by like two scores in the fourth quarter in that game. And they just couldn't get out of their way. And they had the same personnel. Now you got a coach who's a little exposed. But I'm sure every game, before every game and during, hey, guys, come on, man. We mm-hmm. just do this. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to basics.
Yeah.
Then do what we're supposed to do and we'll be fine.
Yeah,
you're right. They get out there, maybe start playing well, and then it would just kind of go back to spiraling. And it's just one of those things in sports. I think that's where the Aces are. I think that's where the Kings were last year. And hopefully the Niners don't have too many of those moments this year. But it's possible.
Yeah, the psychological component to sports is fascinating. because you can't break that down the same way. Mm-hmm. We could talk about vibes. We could talk about emotions. We could talk about footing. We could talk about recognizing problems. But it's difficult for us on the outside to break down those types of things. Asia is the same woman who cried at the podium mm-hmm. at a press conference of a regular season game because she knew then this isn't right. Mm-hmm. And she took all of the blame for it. And you wondered, is this the moment for the Aces? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. Chelsea Gray returns. You wondered, is this the moment for the Aces? And it wasn't. Right. We had 10 of those moments with Sacramento last year.
Yeah.
Is this the moment? The question is, will we have them with San Francisco? Mm. Is this the moment? Do they even need to turn things around? Do right. they come out hot like they did last year?
Right.
No idea.
We'll see. You know what this reminds me of? This Aces situation. You know what it really reminds me of? It reminds me of that Texas road trip in 92 that the Bulls took. Oh, man, it was tough.
I punched the blackboard.
That's why. Look, he told a lot to him, man. He knew what time it was. That Texas road trip, boy, I tell you, man, I thought the season was over.
I lost it. I punched the blackboard. And see you in Orlando for All-Star Weekend. We'll come back. Stilo and KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky's the limit at Sky River Casino. Head over to maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 to get 10% off your order and some extra goodies thrown in as well. No matter what you're looking for, they'll be able to take care of you. Strength enhancers, thermogenics for fat burning, cravings crushers. They got a great little greens mixed drink. They got some sleep enhancers. They got some really great things going on over there. And since I've linked up with MapTrition, my training has been phenomenal. That's a shoot. That's not a work. I'm being dead serious. I have feel better in the gym than I have in maybe years. That combined with the road work I'm doing out there on the pavement, man, it's really good stuff. I owe a lot to Greg and the team at MAP Training. They also have meal planning consultations that you could do. If you want to go to the gym in Granite Bay, they got a batting cage. They got a golf simulator, which is super dope. I'm going to go try that. And then they got all the gym things that you'd expect to see at a gym. So go to maptrition.com. Again, use the promo code DLO1320 and get 10% off your order and some other goodies. Let's get our man Ramsey in here. 916-909-1320, the Hall of Famer. What's up, man?
Just as we were talking about the Aces, it was this thing, especially during the commercial break, of what I've personally seen that doesn't look right. I mean, they won 9 of 10 once Chelsea came back after injury, but now they've lost 5 of their last 7, and it started before the All-Star break at the game I personally went to against Chicago right before the break, and they couldn't figure it out. It also seems like in a majority of these games, especially the ones that they're losing, A.J. Wilson is getting no help whatsoever from anybody else around her. That's why Becky Hammon even went in and made the starting lineup change and took Kia Stokes out the lineup and was either trying to figure out whether she wants to start Tiffany Hayes or Megan Gustafson, because Kia Stokes was giving them nothing in the starting lineup. So, I mean, that's my observance. Plus, some of these teams, I mean, the Liberty, Minnesota, and Connecticut have all started to gel and played better so far this season in comparison to what the Aces look like as a whole.
Yeah, that's facts. Yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing Ramsey kind of laid out. There's a lot of good basketball teams, man.
Yeah,
there's absolutely a lot of good teams, and it's hard to. It's going to be hard for them to figure this out. Like, it's no different. And the whole thing about this was tying a championship team that is struggling in the regular season, and you're wondering what this is going to look like, to forecasting what might be ahead for San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's, you know, Ramsey just mentioned the Liberty and the Sun and the Lynx. We mentioned maybe a slight tier below them. But you got the Storm. The Mercury's capable of winning games. Like, you got a lot of good teams there. You got a lot of teams that are looking at the Aces like, if we get them, I think we can get a couple from them.
You're not afraid at all.
And then you start having the conversation about the Detroit Lions, the Los Angeles Rams. You know, you start looking across that NFC, and suddenly it's like, oh, I don't know that you want to go through regular season struggle. You want to try to be as sharp as you can. Not saying you go 17-0 and stuff, or not saying you got to go 15-2, but you want to be sharp. Like, you want to have something to draw back on, because those teams, Detroit's in a unique position. Like, they're clearly still a really good football team that a lot of guys are buying into. But to stick with the analogy, they're at the bottom of the hill with the boulder. Mm. And they know what it's like to get right there and not make it.
Yeah.
And that can go two ways. Yeah. It can motivate you, and it can push you, or it can suffocate you.
Yeah. And in that situation as well, you talk about the Lions. Their situation could be a little different, because now, then this is what people talk about with the Beam Team 2. You're not sneaking up on nobody.
No trademark on Beam Team 2 or no?
Trademark.
Okay.
Absolutely. I need my money.
Okay.
You're not sneaking up on anybody. You're not the cute little story no more. Like, you,
right.
People are like, oh, okay. Yeah. Lions are in town. Let's see what we got. You know, that's the situation with them. That's not necessarily the case with the 49ers, but the 49ers being everybody's, or at least one of their biggest games of the year every time they come to town. That's something that can emotionally drain you as well. Like, you're getting everybody's best shot to knock you off for the last 2-3 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're still looking at you like that. They're still looking at you as like top dog. And you're not quite the same. You don't have the same energy that you had 2 years ago. That's another reason why you can't sneak up on somebody. So I looked at last year, the Niners went, 12-5. I think they might get 11 wins this year. And I don't know if 11 is good enough to get you the number one seed in the bye.
Do you have a, by the way, practice is at 3:00 today. And as Kenny pointed out, this is practice. Mm-hmm. This is not training camp.
This is
reps for game one here. Kyle Shanahan will be speaking at the top of the 2:00 hour. And I think a lot of people are wondering, with this being a practice, is Brandon Ayuk going to be out there?
Yeah, I highly doubt it.
I would too. I would too. I just leave it at that. Yeah. I would too.
I'd be surprised if he was out there. Two things real quick from Ramsey's call, and Ramsey had something in the chat as well. Number one, you look at the numbers for the Aces this year, and you know, this is our girl. This is our girl. Like, we riding. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She is coming back from injury. Mm-hmm. But one of the gaping differences is Chelsea Gray's performance this year compared to last year.
Yeah.
Right now, she's at 8 points a game even on the season. Last year, she averaged 15.3. And I don't know if she needs to average 15, but she's got, for them to do what they want to do, she can't be 8 points a game for the rest of this season. Like, she needs to be closer to that 15. Because you look at Jackie Young and Kelsey Plum, they're down a little bit, like maybe a point or half a point, but they're about the same. Asia's gotten better. Asia was averaging 22.8 last year. She's at 27 this year. So she's trying to make up for some of the lost production. But the key to them is going to be if Chelsea Gray can find her form. If she can, they can win
a tall ask.
Title. It is.
It's a tall ask, but this is where the Olympics actually might come into an advantage for the Aces. Chelsea came back right before the Olympics and kept playing basketball, right? She didn't break. She didn't have to, like, go train. She didn't have to do any of that. Like, she went and played extremely high-level basketball. And that could help her find her form as the games get, you know, a little nastier towards the, you know, when the playoffs get underway.
Yeah. The other, real quick, the other thing,
just because this was bugging me. Ramsey said that the Kings that year, that 2002-03 season where Weber got hurt, were the two seed. They might have been. I can't see the seedings, but they have the third best record in the Western Conference, only by a game, I think. The Mavericks and the Spurs both won 60 games. They both went 60-22. The Kings were 59-23 after winning 61 games the year before.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know they started on the road in the second round. So that's what had me thinking they were a three seed potentially that year. Doesn't really matter. But, yeah, the whole point was they pushed hard to get home court advantage all the way throughout the year before. Didn't get them what they wanted. And they were just like, hey, let's get to the playoffs and be ready for the playoffs. And I thought they were going to win a championship that year. And I didn't think it mattered where they played that before Weber went or got down.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. And for those who are just tuning in, I know it sounds like this conversation is all over the place. The idea of what we're talking about is championship caliber teams struggling,
mm-hmm.
In, you know, with expectations, struggling after, in the 49ers and Aces case, it's after a few years of being really good. Even in the Sacramento Kings case, they were really, really good for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
In the instance we're talking about, both the year Chris hurt his knee in the playoffs and then the year he came back
mm-hmm.
from hurting his knee in the mm-hmm. playoffs. Those two teams were really, really good. You mentioned something, and I had to look to be sure. You mentioned that the 49ers last year, as we're, you know, looking at what potential struggles may be lying ahead for them, as they get on the field for their first practice in a couple hours, that they were 12-5. And I couldn't figure out what stood out about that, so I had to pull up the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a really, really important footnote to that. They lost three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They lost in week 6, 7, and 8, and then went to the bye.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a... it creates like some abnormalities, right? You lose three in a row, which is that's kind of extreme. On the football field, then they won 6 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's a good week in basketball, or a good couple weeks in basketball. But like winning 6 in a row in the NFL, like, hey, you onto something right here.
Right.
And then, you know, you just have, you know, a Baltimore loss, Commanders, and then they lose the final game of the season against the Rams. I'm starting to look like, man, if you said 6 losses, you said 11, if you just spread these out a little bit more.
True.
They, like, if you spread those 3 losses out over weeks 1 through, we'll say just for fun, 14 to eliminate back-to-back losses, you have a 12-5 team that doesn't look exceptionally dominant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just... they started 5-0, which we know how excited the start, how exciting the start of the season is for NFL reporters, even though they do not make any sense anymore because there's an extra game. Well, you know, those 0-2 teams, again, it makes no sense because the barometer, isn't there an extra playoff team?
Yeah.
It does not make sense anymore. That does not mean it won't be used.
Mm-hmm.
You come out, you're 5-0. Well, you win an elite territory.
Mm-hmm.
You win 6 games in a row. You're in elite territory. That garners conversation. You take those 3 losses and spread them out over the 14 weeks instead of clumping them up in week 7, 6, 7, and 8. You have a team that's 12-5 that looks good, that no one thinks is dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what the 49ers are.
Well, look, to your point, that's kind of what Dallas was. Dallas was 12-5 last year.
Mm.
And they didn't lose a bunch in a row. They lost some here and there. They would actually just lose to the good teams. Actually,
all right.
Dallas,
that was a shot.
Well, they did. That's what they were. The other thing looking at Dallas right now is they didn't lose at home. They were 8-0.
Mm.
They were 4-5 on the road last year. So that's kind of what they were. Like they were that type of team, and by the end of the year
their wins are a little suspect.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Ooh, their wins are a little suspect. Lord.
That's what I'm saying. But they at the beginning, because they didn't have like this super like fall off, they were looked at as like one of the top teams. But after you saw them with the losses spread out, losing on the road, things of that nature, I don't think anybody went into the playoffs really thinking the Cowboys were a Super Bowl type team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you get
that's a good call on your part. A loss in week three, a loss.
Who did they lose to in week three?
Huh, it's the worst team they lost to all year.
The Cardinals, that's it. Right.
28-16, that's the other thing about these losses. These are Cowboy losses last year. 28-16, 42-10.
Oh, God, they got beat up.
28-23.
Wait, 28-23, I don't remember.
Never Philly.
Mind. Ah, Philly.
31-10.
I
didn't realize we were playing a game with
that. Nah, because I feel like
you got it. 31-10.
I don't know who that was. Who was that?
This had people buzzing for a minute. It was Buffalo.
They did get beat down in Buffalo. They
and then the week later,
they lost to Miami.
That was it. But I should have done week three, week five, week nine, week 15, and week 16. Mm. It never felt like they were dominant, but they had the same exact record that the San Francisco 49ers had.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fascinating mind trick in the NFL.
Yeah.
It absolutely feels like a mind trick where it's those paintings or those charts where they're like, no, can't you see the old man with the cat?
Right.
No, I don't see it at all. And then someone points it out to you and now you can't see anything but the old man and the cat. It's all you see.
Yeah.
And it's just how it's referenced.
Yep.
The dominant San Francisco 49ers versus the 12-5 San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The team that's won six in a row versus, no, it's 12-5.
Niners last year, off the top of my head, won 5 in a row and 6 in a row.
Correct. First 5 and then lose the 3.
Yeah.
Then the 6.
Mm. I don't think they'll have that type of year again. I think they're 11-6 or 12-5, which I think will be the record, will be more spread out. Like
help me with your psychotic memory. I think I could actually look myself, but why not when I have an encyclopedia in front of me?
Ask me. I got you. Encyclopedia Brown. I used to read those books.
God, the kids listening don't even know what the hell that means.
Jesse, you heard of Encyclopedia Brown?
He's gone. Yeah, no, he's gone. Kyle Madsen. Kyle Madsen.
Encyclopedia Brown. Used to like it. Did you read Encyclopedia Brown?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man. It's good stuff.